Good morning. I'm John Hockenberry. It's Thursday, February 12th. Daljeet Dhaliwal is in for Adoree Doji. Good morning, Daljeet.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone.
Well, eight executives of eight banks went up to Capitol Hill. You must have seen it yesterday. It was quite a confrontation between the members of Barney Frank's House Financial Services Committee and the major banks, which have received money from the financial bailout and had to explain what they did with the money. Here's a sense of what those hearings were like.
Like other states, South Carolina is struggling, and too many of my people are losing their jobs due to your actions, which have driven this economy into the ground.
That's Congressman Gresham Barrett, South Carolina's 3rd congressional district, talking about how these bankers are, one lawmaker quoted as saying, the most hated people in America. Listen to John Mack, chairman and CEO of Morgan Stanley.
We have not used it to pay compensation, nor did we use it to pay any dividends or lobbying costs. At Morgan Stanley, the most senior members of the firm, including myself, did not receive any year-end bonus in 2008.
That's John Mack, who, like the other bankers who testified yesterday, said that the money that they received from the federal government did not go to bonuses, did not go to anything, in fact, except to increase lending to consumers, which they say is actually increasing. Joining us to get a flavor of what really is an unprecedented confrontation between major bankers and lawmakers is Kate Kelly, Wall Street Journal reporter, who covered the hearing and was there yesterday. Kate, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Good to be here.
I mean, you know, there was entertainment value there and there was history being made. Can you sort through which was which?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a large committee and you've got a lot of relatively junior members of the House. And so the sort of rep is that they like to ask some outrageous questions, maybe throw in something for a constituent at home so they can kind of use this material as they work with their constituents. So I think there was a little bit of a political theater factor. And of course, the subjects of their scrutiny are folks who have been really at a sort of rock bottom in terms of public opinion after getting the government bailout money, suffering the losses they have for investors and clients in the last year or two, and just kind of being knocked off their perch as masters of the universe.
Now, do you think these bankers did themselves any favors in their comportment and demeanor yesterday?
You know, I think you kind of have to go one by one. I think on the whole, these guys had an unenviable task. I mean, as little sympathy as people may have for them, being dragged down there and sort of publicly flogged is nothing that you'd look forward to. Some of them put quite a lot of time into preparing for this thing, like Vikram Pandit, the Citigroup chief executive. He spent apparently hours and hours reviewing his speech. He had met members of Congress just kind of to get to know them. He debated what to put in the speech, whether he ought to have this $1 salary announcement in as part of the speech. He's now going to take $1 and no bonus until the company returns to profitability. So actually, for a guy who really, really was in the hot seat, because I think he and the Bank of America chief particularly were, they've received more government money than anybody else, he did pretty well under the circumstances. Others, it was a mixed bag. I mean, I think Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan is just generally more comfortable in the spotlight, and his bank has performed relatively well during this period. So he was clearly more at ease. I think Lloyd Blankfein is a little bit of a nervous speaker in public. He's the chairman of and CEO of Goldman Sachs. So I think you could tell that a little bit with him, and sometimes he would get cut off if his answer seemed too jargony.
You know, in some sense, Kate, it's possible that this hearing, you know, is something of an inoculation for all of these men, because on some level they are collaborators with the government on trying to bring the financial sector back. Or we're going to leave it there. But Kate Kelly, thanks so much for being a part of the program.
Happy to do it.